Hey, it's TJ, the number one influencer for Cozy Earth. So why did I agree to endorse such a frou-frou company like Cozy Earth? Well, because they wouldn't stop begging me. And at least all their stuff is super luxurious, and they have the perfect Mother's Day gifts. Now look, I'm not gonna lie to you. You may have sticker shock right at first, but don't freak out because you're gonna get a huge 41% discount on everything because you know me. Just use my name as the code, and you're gonna save a lot of money. Go to tjriggins.com/deals for Cozy Earth and use the code TJ this Mother's Day.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Thank you. Well, thank you very much.
Okay. How's everyone?
Good.
Riggins, you're just fantastic.
I'm great.
Lindsay, you're great.
Lindsay, yeah, I'm good.
All right. Rob A.
Yeah.
All righty.
Oh, he sounds great.
Yeah.
I'm great.
How are you, TJ?
I'm a little tired.
Are you?
Dinner went longer than expected last night because I didn't get to start cooking in time. So I was late getting it done and then doing the little gifts for my wife's birthday and cake and all of that. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
You got to tell us all about that.
I was way late going to bed.
Oh no!
Like,
did she like her?
Barely enough time to take my medicine to be able to have enough time for it to get out of my system. My meds. I have to take my meds every night.
Why are you not sleeping?
So if you just fall over, I know why.
Yeah. Then I got a meeting today in the big city.
Ooh.
With people.
Oh dear.
You know how that is.
I do know how that is. And I know how it is for you. I know what it causes in your life because I get it. You know, I understand the anxiety it can bring on.
And I'm probably going to have to park in a parking garage.
Oh.
It's so hard to park a four-wheel drive, full-size truck in a parking garage.
Yeah.
Let's just throw this whole day away.
Especially when you're not good at parking in general.
Sure.
I have a hard time parking in a regular parking lot, keeping it straight.
Yeah.
But enough about me. Lindsay, I know you were worried yesterday going to your colonoscopy consultation that they were going to start inspecting you and everything when you weren't expecting that. So did they do that?
She didn't. It was a girl.
Oh.
And I say girl because in her 20s. Yeah. I walked in there and I was just like clenching. I was like, nobody's getting in here today. You know? And so we just talked and then she made me the appointment for the actual.
Right. And they're going to put you to sleep the whole thing.
Yeah. They're actually doing an endoscopy.
Yeah.
Is that how you say it?
Uh-huh.
And colonoscopy.
Yeah, I had to have both at the same time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The endoscopy is through the mouth?
They come up, I guess, and look at the lower track of your esophagus. I actually don't really.
Yeah, it's, So it's twice the money, I'm sure. So,
yeah.
Well, you know, there's always a reason to say, you know what, we should go ahead and do these other tests.
Sure. Double scopies.
Yeah.
Double scopies. It's more for like reflux.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Which I have terribly bad. Oh, my goodness. I suffer from it. I really suffer from it. That's what my grandmother used to say. My suffer Nana. She's like, nobody's sick. They're suffering.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, she's been over there just suffering with gout.
Oh, I bet she was.
Yeah.
I hear that's terrible.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, so is Kyle going to take you for the procedure or is your mom going to do it?
My mom's going to be out of town. Oh. So Kyle's going to do it. And it's not until 1:00.
Yeah. So you're going to be out of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
I asked her if I could work on the day of prep. She was like, as long as you're
toilet.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
It's Alexis, and you heard right. I'm pregnant, and I found designer gym leggings for my journey in the midsection. And if you're not pregnant, Tona, founded by one of Lululemon's original designers, is a premium line of leggings. Designed for women who train hard, they are moisture-wicking and fit perfectly. Customers say it's like a push-up bra for your butt. Tona, the last black leggings you will ever need. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and get a huge discount of 15% off with code TJ.
There's a new TJ and Riggins show each weekday morning at the new tjriggins.com. Sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at tjriggins.com.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hey, don't forget Mother's Day coming up. Perfect gift for a mom would be something from Cozy Earth. Basically, I'm part owner in that company now because, you know, been selling so much for them. Everything there is great on their site. You can get there by going to tjriggins.com/deals, and then you can go to Cozy Earth from there, and then use TJ when you're ready to check out or whenever, and you'll get 41% off of whatever you order. 41% off. It's craziness. But I demanded that.
Yeah.
For my people.
Absolutely.
Them's my people.
Need the biggest discount available.
My people is poor. So tjriggins.com/deals and code TJ. There's a lady named Maria. She's Greek, of Greek heritage, and she's listened to our show for years and years. And she messages us all the time.
With the most Greek name ever? Yeah. Okay, I know exactly who you're talking about. Yeah,
her name is Maria. And she sent this message to me the other day. She said, TJ, exclamation point. My daughter, who's 12, said, Mom, guess where my friend's going for spring break? Destin. I told her, no, you can't go there. That's where all the cruise people are. Because the other day I went into the whole thing about how we don't go to Destin anymore because during COVID, when they canceled the cruises, all those people, you know, wanted to go somewhere and they saw that the great Governor DeSantis had Florida open. So they said, let's go check this place out. It's supposed to be good. So now the cruise people said, no more cruises. We're just cruising to Destin. And it's crazy. So her little girl heard that on the show and then and thought that that was that they were, you know,
oh my gosh,
parasites or something. I don't know.
Yeah. No,
that's where the scary cruise people are.
Yeah. So now you have a 12-year-old going like, oh, they're cruise people. Yeah. Like, what is this?
But I don't mind. Hey, great.
Her teacher might.
Yeah. I mean, they just act completely different. Like it's a different situation now. I mean, you know, they're very loud. A cruise person's very loud.
A cruise person's loud.
Except for those cruises that don't go anywhere that's you're going to be doing anything outdoors. You know, those cruises they show on Fox News in the middle of the day. Those where you're cruising to Alaska or you're cruising down whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
You're not going to the beach and drinking by the pool.
No.
Yeah.
No water slides.
Right. So, So in other words, the cruise people ruined Destin, Florida.
Thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Cruise people.
And you know, Jody's got a friend from Louisiana they've had a house there close to that area, but on the beach, you know, one of the towns outside of Destin. And she was asking me, my husband's wanting to go where y'all going. Where do y'all stay? And I said, tell her we don't want any of that Destin riffraff washing up on the beach where we go.
Yeah. Please.
Yeah. Debbie. Debbie and Dan.
Double D. Oh, brother.
I always love impacting the children, though.
Absolutely.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself, but now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044.
What is new radio? New radio is community. In Ace's memory, we're doing more than ever. Go to tjriggins.com/ace to learn about what we're doing and how you can help. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
So the Masters are the top trending topic at the moment. The golf tournament kicks off today in Augusta, Georgia, and a lot of people go into that. A lot of people are going to be watching on TV. A tradition unlike any other. I did hear that a golfer's coach was kicked off of the driving range yesterday because he was wearing shorts.
Yeah.
That is not allowed.
He didn't know.
No.
Come on.
How do you not know that?
I don't care anything about golf, and I know that.
You don't wear shorts.
Yeah. And even if you thought about it for 5 seconds ago, if there's one place where you play golf that you may not be able to wear shorts, it would be here in Augusta, at Augusta National.
Absolutely. It's common sense. Well known.
He should be fired.
I know. I mean, it's like, how do you miss that?
Because obviously he's not a good decision maker. How's he going to help him decide what clubs to use and stuff?
Good point. Excellent point. Your judgment's out of whack.
Yeah.
But what if they were really cute?
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, well,
they should take that into consideration.
Yeah.
But sir, they're so cute.
Yeah.
You know what? You're right.
I'm tired of your backwards rules. I want to be free in these cute shorts.
Forget about it. Carry on.
We don't like rules.
And I called it the driving range. They don't even call it the driving range at Augusta. It's the tournament practice facility. So I just want, before somebody corrects me, I know they don't call it a driving range. Thank you. A lot of rules at the Masters.
So stupid.
Trader Joe's is trending this morning. This mini tote bag has people going insane. Trader Joe's, the grocery store, is selling a mini tote bag for $2.99. It's a little canvas bag with a pastel stripe. People are waiting.
Because weren't they out of it for a long time? And then they're just getting them back or something?
They bring them back on occasion. I mean,
you gotta be kidding me.
Look at that. Hundreds and maybe thousands of people for a $2.99 bag from Trader Joe's.
Why throw away? I mean, you're not gonna. What are you doing with that?
I think some people might resell it. They may resell it or something.
So that's
to a bigger idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's fitting in there?
The listings for resale are up to $1,000 now. That's what they're listed for. Is anybody gonna purchase that for $1,000? If you did. What do you say to that person? I don't know. It makes you happy. Mm-hmm. That's what a lot of people are saying. This is their hobby. Everybody has hobbies. Some people like standing in lines to get an exclusive item that it's hard to get. That's their hobby.
Right. And you know what? People can have an opinion of whether they think it's stupid or not.
Totally.
Right.
Totally.
But it is stupid.
Yeah,
absolutely. All the bags are cheaper.
Yeah. So a lot of people checking out the Trader Joe's mini tote bag today. And then something maybe just for Lindsay, maybe TJ as well. Today is National Farm Animals Day. Woo-hoo. National Farm Animals Day. And every woman I know is into Highland cows, mini Highland cows. They've really brought a rebirth to the farm animal.
Yeah, and donkeys.
Sure.
Women are liking those.
Yeah, and baby goats, you know, the whole thing.
Baby goats, just when they're babies.
Baby yoga goats, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Is the Highland cow still your number one farm animal?
Number one. And I think they should do a yoga class with the Highland cows.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great idea, actually.
Uh-huh. Like, let them get a little bit bigger, though.
Yeah.
So when they jump on you, you really feel it.
Well, and you know, baby goat yoga, they poop everywhere. So I can't imagine the Highland cows.
Do it with hot yoga and make that place really stink. I mean, bring farm animals and a bunch of sweaty people. I mean, the smell must knock you off your feet.
And goats stink worse than cows do.
So. Do they?
Mm-hmm. Okay. They're nasty.
It's so gross.
They're so cute.
Happy National Farm Animals Day. We got a fun new game coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Now, back to the TJ and Regan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Oh, it's a busy day for me already. I'm ordering things on Amazon, and that's like a big task for me in a day.
Yeah.
Like, I consider that an errand. I really do. I'm like, I had to, you don't know how much I had to do today. I had to go on Amazon and buy stuff. But I'm poking around Amazon. There's a lot of weird stuff you can find on Amazon, things you'd never thought even existed. So I came up with a little game. It's called Amazon Mystery Review. We'll have to work on the name, but I'm going to give you a review of a product available on Amazon, and you have to guess what the item is.
Okay.
So TJ, I'll give you, this is a review for a five-star item. These are a wonderful gift idea. First of all, they're very comfortable and keep your hands warm. Also, they will help with anyone with sweaty hands. The only thing you might not, you might not want to wear them in public. Nice bonus is that they cover up your hands from scratches or marks. Perfect gift for anyone you care about. What could that be available on Amazon, TJ?
Latex gloves?
Close. They're called hander pants. They're like underwears for your hands.
Oh. And they look like briefs because the thing around the wrist part is elastic that looks like men's underwear band.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So instead of two leg holes, you got five holes for your fingers.
Sure.
So under... What are they called? Hander pants. Underwear for your hands.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. Thousands of people love these things.
And they're only $12.
They're 12 bucks. $11.91.
$12 for one pair?
Yeah, for one pair. But if you've got sweaty hands, would you want to shake somebody's hand if they're wearing a pair of hander pants?
Yeah, I would.
You'd still do it?
Well, I mean, you shake people's hands now and they're full of germs. One of the nastiest things that we do as humans is shake hands with each other.
Yeah.
Everybody got bacteria and germs and matter.
You sound like Fauci. Yeah. Lindsay, try to guess this Amazon product. Don't buy this. This is a top review. Don't buy this. Tried with thin and thick corn tortillas. Both cracked and split at the bottom and were undercooked while the sides burned. Additionally, the shaft becomes very hot and burned my fingers. I wasted money on this item. Guess what that Amazon item is, Lindsay?
What was the first sentence? It froze.
Don't buy this. I tried this with thick and thin corn tortillas.
Thick and thin corn and tortillas.
Burned them on the side.
I don't know. Is it a food item? Kind Mexican of. Mexican beans?
No. TJ, do you have an idea?
Is it a quesadilla maker?
Getting much warmer. It's the original taco toaster. Okay, it's a toaster accessory where you put your taco into this little metal handle and put it into your toaster.
That's exactly something Rob would have in his kitchen.
I thought about Rob too.
It's already in my cart.
Oh my God. That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
I know. Just throw your tacos in the toaster if you'd like.
Why?
Those are costing you at $9.99. Not great reviews on those.
Ew.
Yeah, I know. You know, Rob had a ton of those weird kitchen items.
You have a weenie maker or weenie cooker thing?
Yeah, it was they called it a hot dog toaster, and it had two holes for hot dogs, and then like a normal toaster at the area for the buns. You had to open them up all the way.
A hot dog toaster.
Oh, no.
So you can put weenies in it too to heat those, right? And the buns at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. The bun part didn't work very well, but the hot dog toaster worked pretty good.
Well, that's 50% of the recipe for hot dogs.
Put your wiener in the toaster. Let's go.
Great. More TJ and Riggins coming up.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
I got to tell everybody that I feel like I was just sitting in on a debate between two MIT scientists because Because Rob was trying to explain to Lindsay how the pasta thing works that he has that cooks pasta in the microwave. And she didn't understand what he was saying. And he's just, because Riggins was talking about this thing that Rob would have in his kitchen that toasts tortillas and, you know, something useless that you could easily do some in a different way. Like, and then it's like Rob having the hot dog toaster where it's a regular pop-up toaster, but it's for buns and weenies. And you put them in there and they cook the weenie, reheat the weenies and toast the buns.
Yeah.
And then he brought up this pasta thing that he used to have. You don't know where it is, Rob?
It's somewhere in his bedroom in boxes.
And again, how does it work? You put the pasta and the water in this thing and then you microwave it.
Yeah, it's got like three levels of water based on what kind of noodle you have, and it has a little instruction book. But you fill it up with the noodles, you fill it up with water, and then you put it in. It's like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Walk away from it. Good to go. When you get back, pour your either your cheese sauce or your powdered cheese, whatever you got. Good to go. Delicious. But
it's the same time as making it on the stove.
Yeah. But you don't have to watch it. You just put it in the microwave and you walk away.
To do what?
And forget it.
To do what?
I mean, whatever you want to do.
Recline. Activities.
Recline.
Go sit in the chair and recline.
You don't have to stand over the pot while it's... I just think that's so... I mean, they already have Easy Mac. I don't understand. This is... You just wasted your money.
Yeah. And
but you can get any box mac and cheese and make it work.
Okay. Well, you can make any box mac and cheese work on the stove too at the same time.
You have to use a stove. Y'all are living in the 1990s. I'm living in 3020.
Oh, because you have a microwave. Is it just because you have a microwave in your room or something? What is it?
No, it's... I would much rather just not have to stir. I can do my activities while it's cooking.
Did somebody tell you that cooking pasta on the stove is like making a roux or a custard where you have to stand over it and stir it the entire time that it's cooking? Because that's not the way it works. You can throw it in there and then walk away from it and come back, you know, after a few minutes, just make sure it's not sticking to the bottom, kind of nonchalantly poke it and stir it and then go on about your business.
Yeah, you said every couple minutes. I can set this one for 10 minutes and I know it's going to be ready when I get back. Yeah.
And I get if you're like in a dorm room, but...
I mean, or a homeless shelter.
Golly. Yeah. Wow.
Because, I mean, you still got to... I was going to say it's not even easier cleanup. Because you still have to wash the pasta thing.
Yeah.
Oh, but it is one less dish because I eat it out of the same... I eat it out of the pasta. Oh.
No, Rob. Oh, it just got worse and worse and worse.
You want to talk about having microplastics in your diet? It's turning into a Lego person. It's got
so much plastic in it. You know he's using a plastic utensil, too.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Lindsay is continuing her life as a suburban mom, living the stereotype. Because her 5-year-old daughter yesterday started tennis lessons. So she's already doing... she does dance.
Yeah.
And then is that all extra thing she does is dance?
Yeah. So she's dance never and done tennis. Like a physical sport.
Yeah.
I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And how did she like it?
So I wake her up from a nap, which step one is the problem. She didn't want to go, but it's at our clubhouse. So it was like 2 minutes away. So I said, come on. I bought her a cute new dress. And she said, I love this dress. I felt like Elsa. I'm like, well, let's go. So we get to tennis lessons. She goes down, you know, onto the court. And 10 minutes later, I'm doing videos of her. I see she's like fighting back tears. I'm like, oh my gosh, she's just standing there. And I was like, oh, this is going to go bad. And she just burst into tears and runs up the stairs. And she's like, I want to go home. I don't know anybody. I'm scared. Hated it.
So,
but I'll tell you.
Did you take her home?
I took her home. Yeah. I wasn't going to make her do it. But right when she got there, the coach was like, run, run, run. So they had to run laps. This little five-year-old's running laps. Oh my God. She hated it. I get it.
Yeah, I get it. Because you never did any sport like that or anything, did you?
No. I did tennis when I was little, but we didn't have to run laps. They were like running stairs. I'm like, what's happening right now?
Yeah, I'm surprised they still do tennis lessons for children and not pickleball lessons.
Yeah, I know.
Good point.
Yeah, that's what you need to do. Put her in pickleball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Table tennis lessons.
That's more her speed.
I said, do you not like tennis? She said, no, I like it at home, just not here. I'm like, yeah, because I don't make you run laps.
Yeah.
So she got a tennis dress just for that.
Mm-hmm.
So she'll be wearing that as a princess costume now. Great.
Yeah. She said it's blue like Elsa, so I'll wear it. I was like, okay, well, it's probably wasted $25, but here we are.
But Lindsay's kids can't even go to, a day out at the playground without Lindsay having to buy a certain outfit for them to go. Today is, sun's going to be out, so we're going to do sundresses at the park.
Yeah. Oh, really?
So it's just like everything's, we're going to tennis lessons. Yeah. Before we even get started, I'm going to go buy her a tennis dress before I even find out whether she's going to like it or not.
Yeah, and a racket and pink balls. And now all for what?
For nothing.
Yeah. But she's so cute. And you know what I did when we were leaving? I was like, just stand there and act like you had a blast. I need a picture.
Yeah.
So I posted it.
Lord.
First tennis lesson.
She loved it.
First and last tennis lesson. Yeah. Man. Did the coach even come by and go, hey, is everything okay? Or he was just used to that?
She did. She came up and said, is it just not working today? I was like, we're not working today. She said, I'm not going to charge you. I said, well, thank you.
Yeah. Well, nice. Because I mean, the tennis instructor's looking at it like, yeah, we're weeding out the weak ones.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what the laps are for. If you don't want to be here, then go. Let's get it over with. Just get out.
You think get out of here, you weak link.
Yeah. You're going to let everybody else down.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
Justin Bieber trending today. He got into an altercation with the paparazzi while out at lunch in California. Or Coachella, I think that's in California. He was out there with his friends and, Justin looking a little disheveled lately. But he walked up into the paparazzi's face. There was a bunch of cameras following him and said, money, 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 money. That's all you want. That's all you care about is money. You don't care about people. It's all about money. And he was getting more agitated as it rolls on, but luckily his friends were able to take him into the restaurant without a physical altercation.
He looks fantastic. He actually does. He looks wonderful. With Crocs and baggy gym shorts, basketball shorts, and he's still wearing them down like halfway down his butt, like it's 1995. Yeah. One sleeve in his hoodie, the other arm out from under the bottom of the hoodie, not in the sleeve. He's too cool for two sleeves.
Yeah.
And I never realized he's, or maybe those aren't Crocs. They're just chunky shoes, tennis shoes. I never realized he was slew-footed, though.
Is he? I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, his feet turn out when he walks.
Kind of out?
Uh-huh.
Can you get that from playing sports? I know he's a big...
No.
He's just born that way?
Well, not born. That's just how he learned to walk. Sometimes it's because your feet are destined to turn that way, but it's just basically how you learn to walk, like being pigeon-toed.
Yeah. You was meant to be
slew-footed. Slew-foot Sally.
Today's not, well, hoping the best for Justin. I hope he's okay.
He's not all drugged out or anything. Or...
Like him. Today's National Siblings Day. TJ, I know you were the favorite child with your parents there for a while. You were preferred? Is that fair to say?
No, I was more easily controlled, I think, than my brother. So my brother and I always talk about they neglected him and smothered me.
Right.
Yeah.
So it wasn't necessarily a good thing.
Yeah.
Lindsay, did your parents have a favorite or does it bounce around like it does in my family?
I think my younger brother
He's the favorite?
Yeah. Just the baby, you know.
Yeah.
I am the only girl, but I don't know how that took.
You're the middle child. That's what was going against you. If you were the only girl, but you were the oldest, you'd be the favorite. But since you're the middle child, you just get pushed aside, which happens in my family a lot. But every once in a while, my middle brother becomes the favorite for a very brief period, but it doesn't last.
But I just can't imagine, you know, when parents say they have a favorite child, I can't even imagine that.
Yeah, they don't tell you. You just figure it out on your own.
No, I've heard parents say he's my favorite. He knows he's my favorite. Or, they always say he's my favorite.
Oh, yeah. No, don't do that.
It is kind of true.
Yeah.
Well, I shouldn't do that. You can say if you have a boy and a girl, this is my favorite girl and that's my favorite boy, you know?
Yeah, right. You make it easier.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was definitely just a noticing little relationships form and get better with time and then like a wave.
Yep.
When my daughter was young, she said, "Dad, can I see your phone?" And I said, "Yeah." So she goes into my contacts and she changes her name in my phone to my favorite.
Yeah.
And so when my son was in the car and she called and it popped up on the thing, my favorite.
I love that.
What the heck?
Yeah.
You don't want to see it put in your face like that. But I gave my dad a coffee mug one time that said, "My favorite child," gave him this mug. You know, it's always competition. You always want to set yourself apart.
Well, especially with three boys.
Yeah, exactly. And especially the one had cancer. So he's got that going for him.
Oh, well, he's the favorite.
I know. More next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Now, back to the TJ and Regan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
A story about a man with a really, really bad habit coming up in just a second. But the TJ and Regan Show brought to you by R. Gregory Jewelers in downtown Statesville. With Mother's Day coming up, graduations, diamonds. Perfect gift for the perfect person in your life. So head over to R. Gregory Jewelers in downtown Statesville. You're going to love these people. They put their clients first. Loose diamonds, custom jewelry, Swiss timepieces. They do it all. And engagement rings as well. All beautiful stuff. R. Gregory Jewelers. There's a guy in China, 40 years old, works in an office, starts to not feel well. He goes to the hospital, the Southwest Hospital. They said he had a cough that worsened over a period of days. He had been taking cough syrup. They did an MRI and a CT scan and found something in his lungs. Well, it turned out it was a fungal lung infection. I didn't even know that was a thing. You got fungus in your lungs. And they started asking him about the air quality in his house, if he uses air purifiers and things like that. He said, "No, I don't have any of that stuff. But, you know, I do have this weird habit. Before, when I come home from work and I wash my clothes, I do have a tendency to take off my socks and give them a quick sniff before I throw them in the washer."
I never understand why people do that.
You've heard of other people doing that?
Yeah. They do it in movies all the time and on TV. It's like, why in the world? What are you gaining by that?
What are you doing?
Are they thinking if they smell it and they smell okay, they're not going to wash them?
Yeah,
I don't know. I never have understood it.
Gross.
Yeah, so that's what he was doing. He smells his dirty socks every time when he comes home from work, throws them in the washing machine. They took a pair of his dirty socks, analyzed it, and found traces of Aspergillus.
Yeah.
And determine that that's what caused the infection in his lungs.
I was just about to say, are they calling it athlete's lung?
Because
it's now it's athlete's foot going into his lungs. But I swear I was thinking that to begin with, like a fungus and on your lungs. I was going to make a joke about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that's obviously what it is.
It's exactly that. It's athlete's foot in your lungs.
But doesn't he deserve it?
Does he deserve it? I don't know. It's a funky habit.
If you're so stupid that you're going to sit and huff your socks, I mean, I don't say he deserves it, but I mean, it's
like, what did you say?
You're an idiot. It's hard to feel sorry for an idiot, you know?
Yeah. It is disgusting and repulsive. They said, you know, worn socks, sweat, salt, urea, I think that means urine, and warm and humid environments will create bacteria in your socks. And they found it immediately when they analyzed them.
Yeah, and that's what causes athlete's foot. It's a fungus caused by moisture things growing in moisture and all that kind of thing.
Yeah. They said if they get past the nose and the throat, they could have long-term consequences or infections inside your body. So I think what are you doing? Stop smelling your socks. I think that's what we can take away from that. That's weird. I was sure that he was going to be like some sort of deviant stealing women's socks and sniffing, but they're his own.
Yeah.
I don't even know that it's like a weird, I don't think it is. It's not a weird adult thing.
No.
It's just a nasty habit.
Just a, yeah.
Ooh, can you imagine?
No, and I can't believe y'all have never seen people on the TV and in the movies and stuff do that. Take their socks off. And you know, sometimes they do it as a comedic thing where they'll take the and then smell and go, oh. You know, like,
yeah.
You know, but I just don't, I've never understood that. I haven't seen it a lot in, you know, not every movie.
Yeah, it's like, what honestly, kind of movies are you watching? It's kind of horrible.
Anytime I've seen it, I'm like, what in the world would cause them to want to do that?
Yeah.
Did he do it with his drawers?
Probably.
Mm, dirty laundry sniffer.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Something that I don't really understand how this would have worked, but it's a serious story about an emergency situation. A man in Chatham County, Georgia, called 911, and they said that it was earlier this year, so it wasn't any time recently, but I think they're investigating it now and maybe a lawsuit coming up. So he called 911 after his wife called him at work saying that somebody was snooping around their house and banging on the doors and windows. So it was somebody that they knew. So he initially called the county's non-emergency line, but nobody picked up. So he called the regular 911. And it took 3 calls and 6 minutes before somebody answered. He eventually got the dispatcher, or if you're very Southern, the dispatcher.
Dispatcher.
So he eventually got the dispatcher. But in the middle of the call, he heard the woman ordering a McGriddle from McDonald's for breakfast.
Ooh.
The cops eventually showed up at the house, but the person was gone by then. So... would that have been a situation where she had forwarded the 911 lines to her cell phone and she was in the drive-thru at McDonald's answering 911 calls? Because she wouldn't be ordering McDonald's verbally like that unless she was telling one of the coworkers, yeah, get me a McGriddle. Oh, but yeah. It didn't say that. Yeah. It says she was ordering a McGriddle from McDonald's.
I don't know.
That's
then.
So weird.
Well, maybe it's a country McDonald's. You can call in your order.
It must be. I don't know.
Let me get one McGriddle.
Yeah.
Because, you know, who knows the number to McDonald's?
Highly doubt.
Somebody.
That's crazy, though.
Okay, but.
But I mean, can you.
It would have to be a dire emergency for me to put off getting a McGriddle, though, if I'm in the line. I love those things.
You do.
Yeah, they're so good.
It's like, okay, I dispatched the police there. What else you want?
Yeah.
I did what you wanted me to do.
I'm still going to have breakfast. Yeah.
It's not like I'm sloughing off or anything. I'm still doing my job. I'm working from my car.
Yeah.
I'm online.
Yeah.
Everything's taken care of, buddy. Chill out.
Hey, man. I'm just the dispatcher.
Yeah. I mean, I don't run things. I'm just the dispatcher.
Yeah.
I'm just a dispatcher. It wants a little sweetness and sausage. No crime in that.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Reagan Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Okay. I don't know how they've done this. The scientists or economists or whatever, whoever they are, some experts. They're in England, so you got to take that with a grain of salt, maybe 2 grains. Who knows? the researchers in England looked at how much happier people are when they have a pet, and they managed to put a dollar figure on it. They say having a dog or cat makes you as happy as if you'd be earning an extra $90,000 a year.
Wow.
So having an extra $90,000, the happiness that brings you doesn't even measure. It's what it would be by having a pet.
But what if you spend that $90,000 on the pet?
Yeah,
exactly.
Like what I did. Mm-hmm. All so, the ailments.
So Riggins, would you, if somebody said, okay, I'm going to give you starting from this point on $90,000 a year, but you need to give me your dog.
Oh, well that's no, I couldn't do that. What give if, up. If I already have them, you mean like
yeah,
now?
Yeah.
No, I couldn't do that.
For no 90 way. Grand a year, you couldn't give your dog to what you would see was going to be a good home.
No,
No, I don't think so.
Mm. I can tell you, your emotional. No.
Yeah. If this offer was presented to me before I got him, I would have been like, hell yeah, easy. Mm-hmm. I would live forever without a dog for an extra 90 grand. But now that I have him and I've had him for 7 years, no, I couldn't give him up for 90 grand. It's going to take more than that. I'm not saying it's off the table. Just give me the right number.
$1 million. I wouldn't do it for $1 million.
Oh, see, I please. Definitely would.
Yeah.
No, not my tally. not my tally.
But you know, this is what the Gen Z talks about. Millennials worshiping animals, worshiping pets. I've never noticed it, but I would, if somebody said, I'm going to give you $90,000 a year, and all you got to do is let me have your dog and give it a good home, I'd be, where are his toys? Let's get a bag. Let's throw everything in there. Take it.
Yeah.
Take him.
Jody wouldn't, though.
Are you kidding me? She would do it so fast. Yes, she would.
Yeah, she would. Didn't she even would? Want the dog. Yeah. Right?
Would your kids?
Huh? Sure.
They would.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. We needs the money. Oh. They want that money.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
So Cody Bellinger, he plays for the New York Yankees. He's an outfielder. He has sworn off chicken wings for 5 years after he got food poisoning after playing a game, I believe it was in Detroit. Got really bad. He said he got hotel room service and what?
I've been to Detroit. That could have been me.
That could have been you. Yeah.
You dodged a bullet.
He did. He got so sick he had to sit out a game. But he said he got the hotel room service, ordered wings. He said no sauce. They were just plain wings with seasoning on them or whatever. And he said they went down great. But he said at 1 o'clock in the morning, he immediately vomiting, diarrhea, the whole thing. So he's sworn enough. He said for 5 years, but I've never had a food poisoning like that. I think I'd swear whatever it was that caused me that off forever.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how you put a time limit on it.
It's a weird thing to say, five years.
But I know he's just talking.
Yeah,
he's
probably. Talking.
It depends on what the food was.
Have you ever gotten food poisoning?
Yeah.
And you didn't swear it off?
No.
What was it?
It was boiled chicken.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I accidentally lost track of the time and I didn't boil it nearly as much as I was supposed to because I was on this crazy, diet. And my mind wasn't working right because I didn't have, it was an extreme thing.
Sure.
And I was eating nothing but boiled chicken with no salt and boiled red potatoes with no salt. And salads with lemon juice instead of dressing.
Yum.
Yeah, I know. It was delicious. So I was boiling that chicken because I'd have to just boil so much of it at a time. And instead of letting it boil for 50 minutes, I let it boil for 15 minutes. And then I ate it. And I mean, it was shiny on the inside.
Oh, gosh. You're like moving around like you were woozy from like cooking the chicken. I know, like you are so disoriented from eating so much boiled chicken.
Oh, God. Yeah, it was weird. Because, I mean, when you eat like that, then pictures on billboards and stuff will jump out and sit next to you in the car. I mean, it's just you're starving and you just want something that tastes good. You know how bad boiled chicken with no salt or seasoning is?
I can only imagine. Yeah. It doesn't taste good. Mm. And you bit right into it, huh?
Mm-hmm. I ate the whole thing.
You ate the whole thing?
Yeah, I didn't even realize it until... I had gone to work out that afternoon and I had to go sit down on the floor cause I was all woozy and threw up at the gym and like threw up twice, I think, before I could get home. And then it put me down.
What a You need that fasta pasta or whatever to make sure you cook things right.
Yeah, I cooked the chicken in the sun.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
It's time to admit something. I don't really like sautéed cabbage. I have tried it now 3 or 4 times because it looks so good and it's cheap. And I'm like, oh, that'd be a perfect vegetable side dish. So I've tried it 3 or 4 times now with bacon grease. I've done all the tricks. Salt, pepper, a lot of butter and oil and slice up onions. I've tried it every which way to make it good. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there eating it last night. I'm like, you know what? This is just not that good. It's not the worst thing I've ever had, but it's just not that good.
I don't like cabbage. See, I don't get it. I don't like cabbage.
I like slaw and egg rolls and all that stuff. Yeah. But the sauteed cabbage was not working for me.
Like there's a sushi place that's attached to a burger place. And it's called Sumo over here.
Okay.
And we go into the burger place all the time. And so the manager there, she was taking our order. And I said, I want, you know, the smash burger with no kimchi.
Yeah.
And she goes, why? It's just cabbage. I said, I know. It's because I don't like cabbage.
Why?
Why? It's just cabbage.
What do you care?
I was like,
yeah.
Don't worry about it. Just don't put it on there. How about that?
She's funny. She's funny.
But it got me thinking, like, it's just okay. I don't hate it, but I also don't love it. Mm-hmm. And I have a lot of those things in my life, TJ. I'm sure you do too as well. Like, it's fine. And it doesn't have to be a food thing. Like, to me, French bulldogs, I they're the most popular dog in America now. I don't hate them, but I also don't love them. I think they're kind of odd looking and I don't know. They just don't do it for me.
They're like pigs.
They're just, I don't know. They're not working for me. Do you have anything like that? Another food one for me is pork chops. Growing up, I was like, I can't stand when we have pork chops. They're fine.
The show Running Point.
Running Point. Good example.
Yeah, I mean, people love that. Women love it because it's a Mindy Kaling project.
Yeah.
And it's all girl power, feminist kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it's okay. I don't hate it. I didn't hate it.
It's all right.
Yeah.
I'm not going to choose it. Lindsay, do you have anything like that you're just like fine with? It doesn't like, you know, blow your skirt up.
My kids, I guess. No.
They're fine.
I'd have to think.
Yeah.
I pretty much like every food.
You know? Pam said Buc-ee's. And I get that. If somebody drags you to Buc-ee's a lot, you're like, I've seen it. You know, it's all right. The parking situation's a nightmare.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No, I went to Buc-ee's a couple of times, 3 times, I think. And I'm to the point now where if my wife wants to stop at Buc-ee's, I'll pull up and let her out and she can come back out to the car. I'll circle the parking lot and pick her back up.
You're not going there.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah, good. I love that. That's a perfect example. So those are fun.
Yeah.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.